Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report sent to Congress. In it, he says President-elect Trump would have been convicted if he hadn't won the election.
Smith says he and his team stood up for the rule of law, and he stands behind his decision to bring criminal charges against Trump.
And this third thing, Trump maintaining his innocence this morning, posting on a social media, the voters have spoken. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Some pretty strong allegations against Trump in this report. And Jack Smith, really kind of with a parting shot here. What are the main takeaways?
Yeah, look, this is volume one of Jack Smith's report, turned in last week just before Jack Smith resigned as special counsel. It lays out the election interference case that he would have made against the president-elect at trial, but for the fact that Donald Trump has been elected to return to the White House next Monday. Smith says in his report that Trump made up claims about fraud to pressure state officials to reject lawful votes. He says that Trump was not looking to lawyers for advice, but instead for legal cover. The report calls the lawyers who assisted Trump co-conspirators. And ultimately, it says that Trump encouraged an angry mob to storm the Capitol. It points to his repeated praise of Capitol rioters as patriots and hostages. And Smith, in a letter accompanying this report, says that the idea that he was influenced by the Biden White House is, in a word, laughable. But the Justice Department also includes something of a response from Trump's attorneys, two men, by the way, who would, if they're confirmed, be the leaders of the Justice Department underneath Pam Bondi, if she's confirmed as Attorney General. And these lawyers say that this was a politically motivated attack and a bad faith crusade against Trump, essentially inspired by, if not directed by, the Biden White House. Again, Smith calls that laughable. Trump responds to this in a post on social media at 1:41 this morning, saying, quote, the voters have spoken.
And Stephen, so this what goes in the record, but what's the point of it being released?
Well, I think you hit it, Ian, and that's for history. I mean, look, special counsels operate under Justice Department regulations that require that once they finish their investigations, they turn in a report that then is transmitted to Congress and potentially, and in this case it was, to the American people. Volume 2 gets into the questions of the classified documents case, and that will be withheld until the two Trump co-defendants have their cases finalized in some way or another. There's a great deal of expectation here that Donald Trump is going to pardon his personal valet and his property manager at Mar-a-Lago, who remain under indictment. Trump escapes that because he's been elected president. But the question is, will that second volume ever see the light of day? It's possible it won't, especially if Trump's nominees get confirmed. They could quash it, and we may never see it. But volume one is now out in the public record for history.
Stephen, thank you. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to Washington.